Coming up, we have the first annual Crino Lens, not to be confused with the Crinos. Different thing. This time we're covering resorts. Ooh.
Ooh, Chinese fireball.
Live from the Bob Varley studio, this is the Universal Edition of the Diz Unplugged. This is episode 80 of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. The Diz Unplugged Universal Edition is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel, experts at helping you plan the perfect universal vacation. Visit them on the web at www.dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. Hi, everyone.
Was that .net or .com?
It's just, you know, only the best websites are .net.
This is actually .org.
That's like a really big insult to anyone who's running a .net out there. I am your host, Craig Williams. Today, I am joined with a ragtag group of individuals known as Jenny Lynn Knopp.
Boom.
Hey, people.
And back on the controls, Rhino Clavin.
Hello.
Yes.
Are we going to talk about it?
Talk about what?
This business?
I didn't even notice.
The one-eyed wonder sitting at the table?
I guess we should. For those of you listening out there, this will not affect your life in any way, shape, or form. But for everyone watching, I guess it might a little bit. So we'll see.
That's trying out a new style.
She's going for that whole, like, summoned by magic look.
Yes. I'm pirating it today. Now, I woke up this morning with some kind of crazy situation with my eye where, like, my whole eyelid was swollen and halfway shut. It was resembling Quasimodo. So I figured rather than subject everyone watching this to have to look at it, my droopy eyelid right now, I'd just patch it up.
It's kind of sad. I feel like that's an insult to Quasimodo. And I'm not sure what he ever did to you.
Look, I'm just saying, he pulls it off well. He's cute with it. Me, not so much. I needed the eye patch.
Yeah. So what you're saying is that Quasimodo rings your bell?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
He can ring your bell.
Yeah, that's where I was
going. There we go.
Not enough singing on this episode yet.
Two-minute mark. Wow, so we have a great episode. A lot less awkward, hopefully, than what this entire introduction just was. No, today we are going to do a resort refresher. And just because summer's coming, people are going to be coming on vacation, and they might want to stay in a hotel. I don't know.
Might be nice.
I would if I was going on vacation. And So, we've covered the resorts in depth a lot over our time on this show, especially last year whenever we did our great coverage on the Universal Land and Sea, taking a look at all the hotels as well as the Royal Caribbean, couple night cruise that you could also add on and make for the fun week of vacationing. But today is solely based on a refresher version, and, we wanted to make this as fun as possible, which is... Hopefully you guys will enjoy, because I know on a normal week you absolutely hate everything that we do and say, based on your feedback. So we are going to do the first annual Crino Lens. Yes. So let's start off by making a big distinguishment. Yes, that's a new word. Distinguishment.
What's the distinction?
The Crinos is specifically for Rhino and myself, yes. Where we will compare Disney and Universal. If we add JL into that, then we'll have to come up with a new one. Because Crino Lynn now is whenever Craig, JL, and Rhino discuss just Universal in an award show type format.
Much like this one.
I saw Crinogenics this morning.
Yeah, yes. Somebody tweeted that, was it? Or was it on the Facebook page?
I think it was a Twittering.
Yes, I believe.
But I do like Crino Lynn better, I think.
Well, where's the X coming in at?
I think it's just cryogenics. So they think they're being scientifically clever, which I did appreciate.
It is scientifically clever, but we'll have to add someone onto our team who has X at the end.
I think it's just too cool.
Maybe if we get two people named Nick, then we could have...
Okay.
Technically, it's a group of Nicks.
I think cryogenics could be the name of our like spin-off TV show, where we're all sort of like FBI agents investigating fringe type situations.
I'm on board with this.
Cool, because it has absolutely nothing to do with vacation planning, which is what we're here for. So nothing really big happened this week in the world of Universal. A little bit. We've always talked about Kong coverage as it's come out. Another video was released today, this time showcasing a lot of the creatures in the attraction. And unfortunately, it's also kind of set up one of our greatest fears. We thought that there was going to be a heavy mix of video screens with actual live action. And it's starting to appear that the live action aspect is going further and further downhill, because all the creatures they revealed and showed renderings of, it's all a part of the video elements of it. So I think Kong is going to be very, very screen based, unfortunately.
Oh, that is a bit of a disappointment.
Bummer.
Yeah. I mean, it could be better, but that's my housekeeping. I never said it was housekeeping. Does anyone else have housekeeping?
You know, I meant to come with some housekeeping. I know we had some listener questions this week, but with my eye being weird and all that.
Is this an email show?
No.
Yeah, I was like, I don't
they don't
answer
get
them.
To ask questions.
I don't answer them questions whenever they ask. Oh,
that's not very nice.
Get questions.
You gotta wait. Caitlin from Georgia, you gotta wait.
Okay. Sorry.
I don't think there is a Caitlin from Georgia, but
there, could be.
No, I
there
think is you Katie. Made that up, but.
What up?
There could be. No, all right, so.
Then there is no housekeeping at
so,
all. I made it up.
Okay, great. Rhino, cue the music.
What was that music for?
It was the big show opening number. Before
I feel like that was a pretty good curtain opener I did there.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Universal Resort Best in Show Awards, the Crino Lens. Fanfare. Fanfare. There we go. Yes, yes, yes. Today we will be looking at several categories. By several, I mean a lot, including Best in Proximity, Best in Relaxation, Best in Shopping, Best in Entertainment, Best in Recreation, Best in Dining, Best in Elegance, Best in Romance, Best in Kid Appeal, Best in Teen Appeal, followed off by Best in Theming, and of course, the Best Overall, one that we could not forget about.
Tough categories.
Yes, a lot of categories, but who will be contending in these categories? Well, Lowe's Hotels.
Lowe's
big surprise
Hotels.
There. Portofino Bay Hotel, Royal Pacific Resort, Hard Rock Hotel, and Cabana Bay Beach Resort.
I didn't see it coming.
Yes,
the nominations this year.
You know what? We thought we were going to throw Sapphire Falls in there too, and then it turns out it's not open yet.
Well, we'll adjust the rules of the Academy for next year's voting.
Yeah, it's definitely going to win for best upcoming resort.
Are you sure about that?
I believe so.
Okay.
Unless I just missed something pop up that they announced. Hotel number 6.
Well, it's a Thursday at noon, so I'm sure.
Yeah, it's 1 o'clock going to happen.
Time it is.
Something will happen for sure. So I think without further ado, we should just kick this bad boy off.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's hit it.
For the first award, if you've already forgotten since what we said before.
I already did.
Best in Proximity. Ooh. And the nominees are Cabana Bay Beach Resort, Hard Rock Hotel, Portofino Bay, and Royal Pacific.
Oh, so they all got nominated.
They all got nominated. Oh, this is the part where we talk about their proximity.
Oh, I gotcha.
So, okay. So let's go over all of these now. So Cabana Bay Beach Resort, I think we can arguably say that this is... I haven't actually measured it out as I'm walking because I'm a really bad person whenever it comes to doing my job. I haven't measured the exact distance, but Cabana Bay is arguably one of the furthest resorts away from, well, the action that is Universal Orlando Resort, CityWalk, Islands of Adventure, and Universal Studios Florida. Cabana Bay is basically a brother to Dr. Phillips High School.
It is. I can confirm that. It's right across the street from my daughter's high school. She can actually see the theme park from a few of her classes.
Yeah, and although Cabana Bay does have a walking path that will take you from the resort all the way to City Walk and past Royal Pacific and past what will be Sapphire Falls, it's a good hike.
Would you say it's a beach of a walk?
Oh, dear. It took him a second, but he got there.
That's why I started laughing so long ago. I was waiting for the cue to say it.
It's a play on B.
It's not. It's a pleasant walk, I should say.
Exactly.
But it is a walk.
I'd say it's almost a solid mile. It's a hefty walk.
Mm-hmm. And Cabana Bay doesn't even have boat transportation to the park area. You have to take a bus or walk.
Exactly. So overall, the convenience of its proximity is not that convenient. And it doesn't, while it has some great views if you're looking at the courtyards areas, it's not looking out on a lot of great areas of Central Florida either.
You've got major roads and a high school.
I mean, the construction pit's my favorite view, but...
So proximity, maybe not so great.
I think it's out of the running this year.
I don't know if it's going to make it. Obviously, a shoo-in to win this one, Hard Rock Hotel, because you basically can jump from the pool into Universal Studios Florida.
Yes, it's true. What is it? It's like a 5-minute walk from that hotel to Universal Studios.
I'll be genuinely mean to anyone out there. If it takes you, I'm not going to say. No, 5 minutes is actually, because if you're coming from the lobby area, you do have to unnecessarily lock a long way. If you are technically a resort guest for that hotel and you're accessing from the pool and you're kind of out on that wing, it is a lot shorter of a walk. But okay. If you're coming from the furthest point of the building, yeah, no more than 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you're real lazy, you can just hop on one of them rickshaws. They'll drive you on over.
Exactly. That's one of my biggest problems with the rickshaw at that hotel and even the boat launch. It is unnecessary. I know some people aren't able to walk that amount of distance, so it's really helpful. But it's like, couldn't they have found something else? Couldn't they have built like a moving walkway?
Possibly.
Or something? I don't know.
It's really not far to get there.
It's not.
And yet, isn't Royal Pacific, that's located closest to Islands of Adventure, correct?
Royal Pacific is located closest to Islands of Adventure. Basically, the walking path to get to Royal Pacific is kind of right beside the Porch of Indecision at
Margaritaville.
City Walk and Margaritaville. And you basically walk under whatever it is, Hollywood Drive or one of the freaking names. They have so many. There's only two roads that are on Universal, so they really don't have that many. But you just walk under the road and you're basically there at the hotel. However, I find that kind of similar to Portofino, Royal Pacific is very expansive. So while it's genuinely close to Islands of Adventure, if you have like the furthest room away from where the park would be, it's a really good hike.
Okay.
It's very far. Those hallways there are extremely long, a little bit winding at the same time, too. It's kind of like being at Animal Kingdom Lodge and stuck all the way out at the far end room. Just obnoxious. But it is really close to Islands of Adventure. But, I mean, if you have like one of the closest rooms at Hard Rock, you still might be a closer walk to even get to Islands of Adventure, too.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Potentially. Right. And that leaves us off with Portofino Bay, all the way past Hard Rock. You just walk towards Hard Rock, keep going. Eventually you get to Portofino Bay. But here's where we have to think in terms of proximity. Are we talking about it's best because of being close to the theme parks, or just, you know, it's the proximity of this resort is great because Portofino, it's just kind of out by itself.
It's isolated,
nice and quiet. Very relaxing for that reason. Maybe that's the best in proximity.
Oh, so in this way, you're twisting it to say best in proximity because it's more secluded.
Hey, I'm not
You didn't make up these rules. You didn't make this game up.
Some people, I didn't make this up. Now's the time for the people out there to vote on what they think is the best in proximity for all those people out there. I'm going to start with Rhino, best in proximity.
When I think of proximity, I think of, well, if somebody said to me, what's the best in proximity? I would say Hard Rock, because for me, it's what's the one that's easily accessible to the parks. And I would say Hard Rock, because you can just walk out down the path and you're there.
JL.
I have to, I can't really expand on that. He said everything that I wanted to say. It's Hard Rock for me. It's okay. Just, it's right there. It's easy. It's
your
close.
Nightlife is right there for you at the end of the day too. Yeah.
It's the shortest walk. It's the quickest way to get to your bed at the end of the day.
Okay. Yes. My vote also for best in proximity has to go to Hard Rock Hotel without a doubt.
So we all like to be close to the park.
To the action.
We like to be close to the entertainment.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the reason is, like what I said, when you're all done with it, you just want to get to bed as quick as you can. And having to wait in a line to get on a boat to go somewhere is not, I don't know. I just want to walk and get there and get it done.
Agree.
Get her done.
Agree. Oh. Yes.
In that hotel.
Exactly. So, let's move on to the next category. Unfortunately, Hard Rock is not here to accept their award. But let's move on to best in relaxation. It's always nice to start off with an easy shoe-in win. But now this one's going to be a little bit tougher, because the best in relaxation, the nominees are Cabana Bay Beach Resort.
Oh, God, every time.
Wow. Hard Rock Hotel. Portofino Bay.
I didn't see it coming.
Royal Pacific Resort.
Wow.
Yes.
That's the dark horse in this one.
Yes, it is. Now's your time to start voting, people. Tell us which one you think is the best in relaxation.
God, that's a tough one, actually.
Rhino, go with your thoughts on that first.
You know, when we did the land and sea thing, I stayed at Portofino, and that was my first experience with any of the hotels. And I really think that Portofino offers a serene, you know, we said it was secluded. It's got wonderful views. But then I also think, like, I would say no to Hard Rock, not because it's not a relaxing hotel, but I think it's got an energy that, you know, keeps you up. And that might be something you're looking for, is that energy to keep you kind of going and having a good night. And then you've got Royal Pacific, which also could be very relaxing because it's got that whole Polynesian South Pacific vibe to it. And then you've got the 50s. And who doesn't like to be relaxed while you're having a martini at the bar? For me, are you asking what my final opinion is? Because I'll tell you right now. For me, it's between Portofino and Cabana Bay. Right now.
Okay. Well, that's good. We'll keep continuing to talk about the rest of them, too, with ours.
Give me some thoughts.
Let's go with some thoughts from JL on this one.
Well, for whatever reason, Rhino keeps saying whatever I would say, but
I read your computer.
I'll have to go to you next.
I agree with everything he said, although for me, I think, okay, I'm more inclined to go with, like, Royal Pacific and Portofino. Royal Pacific because of the theming. Mm-hmm. The theming is, you know, tropical paradise. It's, you know, that in itself just kind of puts you at ease. However, Portofino is the resort that has the Mandara. Am I saying that right?
Mandara
Spa. That's the one with the spa with all of the services. And while I have never...
And the adult pool. Let's not forget about the adult pool,
true.
Too.
True. Very, very true. And so while I have never used any of those services in my stays there, at the same time, just having a spa, which is the epitome of relaxation in my world, I have to go with that one. Hmm. I have to go with Portofino.
Oh, yes. The voting process is tough for me. While Cabana Bay, I think, offers a different type of relaxation, it's kind of like that ideal. Whenever it's a very good vacation spot. And, you know, everyone thinks except for like Disney World vacations, they try to think of vacations as a relaxing place. So even though it might be a little bit noisier, especially with the pools and some of the craziness happening around, it's still, I get into that mental, this, oh, I am relaxing because this is like a beach vacation, kind of that attitude. Hard Rock Hotel, this, I agree with both of you. I can't relax at all at this place. I just feel like I need to, you know, I need to dance, get drunk and break something.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's sophisticated, but it's the same time, it's kind of loud.
If I were going to stay up.
Rhino nailed it when he said it has an energy. It says energy.
If I think about which one am I staying up the latest at, it's that one, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm going to vote. I'm going to lay my final vote. Portofino.
Oh. See, for me, Portofino, while probably the place that I would consider myself, like, if I just wanted to go and sit in the room and never get out and just relax in bed, this would probably be it for me.
Pop a window, listen to an opera singer.
But for me, pop a window, operate it up. Royal Pacific has to take the cake for me on this one. Okay. It's a mixture of two things, the theming and then Jake's. I love Jake's. For relaxation, obviously, a lot of that has to do around with getting a nice cocktail or a beer at the end of the night. Mm-hmm. And I love Jake's for that reason. It soothes me, and the entire resort kind of does. So, but I guess in terms of this, mm-hmm. we can actually have true voting because there's three of us here. So that would be, oh God, I'm the only person in the room who's not texting right now.
I'm texting somebody watching the show because I can hear a buzzing in my headphones. And so I was wondering if anybody else can hear that buzzing.
Sorry. That was my phone buzzed on the table.
No, I can tell the difference between that and this constant buzzing that's in my ear right now.
Oh, okay.
I think you just have awful ears.
You know they're sensitive.
Because I never hear any of this stuff.
I think the caring level.
So Portofino wins this one.
Yes.
Portofino wins?
Yes.
Portofino.
Okay.
Because it's 2-1, right?
Let's put away our phones now.
Put away the phone.
Put it away.
Oh, literally, okay.
Okay.
We're ready to go.
We have one job.
The next category is shopping. It's the same nominees.
What are they?
Should we?
You have to say them.
Okay. And the nominees are Cabana Bay, Hard Rock Hotel, Portofino Bay, and Royal Pacific.
Oh, God. Ooh. Royal got it this year. Good for you guys. Good for you guys.
So, it's shopping. Let's talk about it. Why don't you start this time, Craig?
It's a tough one. Best in shopping. With the exception of Cabana Bay, I don't think I've truly shopped at any of these places.
I have a little bit.
That's not saying that I haven't gone into the gift shops. I absolutely have. It's just, nothing's really ever appealed to me at any of them. With Portofino, I don't need anything from Portofino. Same kind of goes with Royal Pacific.
No Kabuka Shells necklace?
Yeah, I don't need what he just said.
Kabuka Shell necklace?
That, and they had, well, necklace. Okay, so I at Royal Pacific, I did do a little shopping when we were there for the 7 and 7 because I was in need of a bathing suit, and they definitely had some really good offerings. Like, I liked the selection of suits that they had there, and they had, you know, cute little trinkets and all that, I guess, were more specific to that resort. But even with that, I agree with you about Portofino. There's nothing there that actually jumps out at me.
Yeah,
as far as me wanting to buy anything. Should I just go ahead and say what my decision
just go
is?
Ahead.
Okay. But even in spite of all that, I have to go with Cabana Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Because while a lot of the merchandise there is Universal Parks merchandise, stuff that you can get in the parks, some of it is not. Some of it is specific to the resort that is Cabana Bay, you know, resort merchandise. And then they also have, you know, fun little things like Jack LaLanne DVD fitness, you know, fitness DVDs, I just love it that they've gone to the trouble to have these kind of retro type merchandise items in their gift shop. And for that reason alone, I have to give it to Cabana Bay.
Ditto on that. Cabana Bay, two words. Cabana Bay specific merchandise that's actually cool and worth owning. And Jack LaLanne. I don't own anything Jack LaLanne related.
I don't either, but I still love it that they sell it.
It's the option of saying, maybe I want a Jack LaLanne t-shirt or a hat or a thermos or a DVD. Yeah. I wish they would have Jack LaLanne film strips or something to make it a little bit more authentic to the time.
Or a pop vinyl.
What's that?
Or a pop vinyl. Yes. Jack LaLanne pop vinyl.
Yeah, but that's exactly what I want. Or the juicer. Why don't they sell the juicer in the gift shop?
I bet you it's coming.
It better one day. If it could be a Cabana Bay Jack LaLanne specific juicer, that would be amazing. So, it's only Cabana Bay for me. Rhino!
I do agree that Cabana Bay is the aesthetic that appeals to me the most. However, I'm going to say that in terms of if you're looking for a place, which hotel has the most places to go and shop, I think it's actually Portofino, because when you go outside in that courtyard, they have a bunch of different shops underneath. And then they also have the family photography. They have the art store. There's all that sort of stuff there. So I think that deserves a nod for having the biggest shopping experience versus the place I would like to go and buy something is Cabana Bay.
Yes. So I think we're all in agreeance. If it was based on the amount... Agreeance.
Good thing we got that old agreeance going.
If it was based on how much shopping there is, Portofino wins. If we're based on the quality of shopping, Cabana Bay wins. And therefore, Cabana Bay will take home this Crinolin Award. Unfortunately, Cabana Bay is not here to accept this one. Okay, that moves us into the next one. Best in Entertainment.
Can I announce the nominees?
Yes, please announce the nominees.
And the nominees are... Cabana Bay.
Ooh.
Didn't
Hard
see
Rock
coming.
Hotel.
Ooh.
Portofino Bay. And Royal Pacific.
Wow. That is...
The diversity in the nominees this year, it's like watching the Oscars.
I know. I think this next one's actually going to Mad Max Fury Road. I don't know how it won Best Entertainment for four hotels, but it did. It did. So... Let's break it down for you.
Mm-hmm.
Never gonna get it.
I guess, is there a way to... Should we explain the difference between the categories of entertainment and recreation?
Sure.
Are you wanting me to explain them?
Yes, you came up with them.
Okay. All right. In order to divide up these categories, I looked at these things more along the lines of recreation being something that you actively participate in. Whereas I looked at entertainment as something that you more, it was more of a passively watched type of activity.
I can understand that.
I do too.
Yeah.
Because you're being entertained rather than participating.
Yes, I agree. So this one, we're going to go through and kind of list the entertainment options at each of them, similar to how we did the best in proximity. Just to give you an idea before we start doing our voting, and also to remind Rhino what happens at these hotels, because I'm just plumb don't think he has any idea.
While you keep talking, I keep remembering, and I actually think this will also be a difficult category. I can think of one hotel that's going to get ejected almost immediately, but go ahead.
Yes. So, in terms of entertainment... JL decided the only thing that Cabana Bay truly offers is dine-in movies.
That was the only thing that I could think of, but that doesn't mean it's the end-all be-all.
I said dine-in. I meant dive-in.
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 Dive.
And all of dive. The... I will say this. All of the hotels feature that.
Yes,
all of the hotels
true.
Every single night will put up an outdoor screen near their pool area and show a blockbuster hit.
See, for me, Cabana Bay would win on entertainment because when it opened up, I got to watch the Beach Boys perform there.
So was Uncle Jesse there?
There's nothing. No, John Stamos wasn't there. That was the only...
That's the only drawback.
That was the only drawback of that, and that's the only drawback of all this. It was a one-time thing. So really, it has nothing into it. I just like telling people that I got to watch the Beach Boys at Cabana Bay.
Okay.
Humble
brag. Cool.
Great. Great. Humble brag.
So, but that was it. There certainly is a lot to do at Cabana Bay, for sure. But yes, those things really fall more into the recreation area of recreation, not so much entertainment.
I guess it's not entertainment. Like the fire pits that they have at Cabana Bay with the s'mores? What would that go in?
I would put that more as recreation.
So would I. If it could happen in a park, then it could be parks and recreation.
Oh.
You got it. Nope.
Can I be Leslie Leslie Knopp? No.
Rhino is Leslie, for sure.
Oh.
Rhino
but,
I just have,
but my last name is closer.
Yeah,
but today you have an eye patch, so you're Jerry.
That's true.
You are the Jerry.
Come on, guys.
I mean, your name is Jenny Lynn. Jerry Lynn. Like, it's close.
No, we're not doing that. No.
Damn okay, it, Jerry.
Let's talk about Hard Rock. They do the dive-in movies as well, too. DJ parties, Poolside on Thursdays. Live band performances, Poolside on Saturdays. They have concert nights, band performances on outside screen on Sundays. And then they, of course, have Velvet Sessions and One Velvet Unplugged a Year, where a dying musical act from usually the 70s, 80s, or 90s comes to play at the lobby of Hard Rock Hotel.
It's kind of so where they put their really nail in the coffin.
What's that?
It's where they put the final nail.
No, actually,
into their
there are some very big names that come through. I mean, in that same vein, that it's 70s, 80s, 90s bands right. who
their
are just okay
has
playing.
Passed.
Yeah, they just want to play these small, intimate gigs now. And, you know, they.
Chumbawamba.
Yeah, Chumbawamba is typically there. No, I mean, Brett Michaels has come there. The lead singer from Guess Who usually does the Unplugged show every December and does a mix of holiday tunes as well as Guess Who hits. So we all love a good American woman.
Little
These Eyes. These Eyes.
So, you know, Hard Rock really has, I thought, was...
These eyes have seen a lot of love, but they'll never see another like you.
She's only got one eye.
These eyes. Oh.
It sucks.
That's great. Love
you
guys.
You've got an eye patch right now.
You guys are amazing.
Hard Rock's a tough one. It could be a contender. Portofino, Jay, I'll go over it.
All right. So I don't actually even know what some of these are. You're going to have to explain them. They've got the dive-in movies like all the rest, but then they have something called Musica della Notte and Harbor Nights.
Music della Notte, music of the night. Opera singer.
She just comes out into the middle of the...
They do. They have a balcony.
It's a gentleman. Looks in. Sometimes.
What's that?
It was a gentleman when I was there.
Yeah, it's whoever's there for the night. They'll come out and sing it.
Serenade
start off it.
Underneath the moon.
Yeah, I think it's like
every
6
night,
o'clock
right?
sunset,
yeah.
right around that time. Harbor Nights. It's a kind of a food / wine / cigar event that takes place in the harbor piazza right down there. You know, it has an offering of foods from all around Universal Orlando, as well as some good wines to go with it. And they used to have the cigar aspect. I'm not sure if they still promote that because smoking's bad for your health. But yeah, they do have a little bit going on there, just a little bit. But I think the number one to go up against Hard Rock will be this next one, Royal Pacific. Talk about that, JL.
All right, Royal Pacific, what it brings to the table, in addition to the dive-in movie, is the Wantolon Luau, Jake's Beer Festival, Jake's Beer Dinner, and an evening torchlight ceremony.
Yeah, there's not much to say about this. Obviously, the Luau, that happens, I believe, the last Saturday of every month.
Oh, this is like a one-day
Saturday.
Thing?
Yeah, it's a big event. It's not like Disney where they're saying, oh, well, you know... We'll do it 5 nights a week.
We got to do that
really,
sometime.
Oh, we do.
Yeah. I've only ever seen the area where the luau goes. I've never seen the luau. It's an impressive area.
No, absolutely. So it is something that's on my Universal bucket list. Is it my resolution? We'll have to find out.
Next
at the
week.
End of the show. At the end of the show, we'll do resolutions at the end of the show. Jake's Beer Festival and beer dinners, though, hugely popular, bringing in craft beers, mixing it with unique food creations made for it. Really big event. Sometimes these things sell out quickly, too, depending on what the brewery is coming in.
I have a question about that event.
Yes.
Is it set up like you go to the restaurant? Because Jake's is like a restaurant, and you sit there, or do they like clear out the restaurant, and it's kind of
a
mosey around? Oh, okay. No. Yeah, but the back room's like a restaurant. Is it? You know what I mean? Is it like a mingle?
Jake's, usually whenever it's busy, they only use the restaurant and then maybe the main restaurant area right outside the bar seating. And then if you want to sit outside, they'll put you on the outside tables. I have never seen Jake's completely fill up, and I've been there on super, super busy nights.
Have you done this festival?
I've been there while they were doing it. I've never personally done one. They're kind of on the pricey side. It ranges to about like 60-ish bucks to do one of these. So it's one of those things. I can go out and get like two cases of really good beer for the same cost as this and just drink myself into a stupor at home while eating Doritos. I don't eat Doritos. I do.
The sriracha lattice cut potato chips from Trader Joe's.
So my vote for this, I'm going with Hard Rock. I think they provide the best entertainment.
I agree.
I'm going to be the weird one here. I'm actually going to vote for Royal Pacific. I think that it's a hard call. I really like the idea of all of the concerts and performances that Hard Rock offers, but I can't, you know, there's something about a luau and a torch lighting ceremony and, you know, flame twirling half naked men. Man. I just, you know, I got to go with that one.
I'm a music man.
Put those hands together, my friends, and we've got Sapphire Falls. One can dream.
Yes. But unfortunately, two beats one. So Hard Rock Hotel wins.
Tell us about that,
Crino Win Award.
Yeah.
Two
unfortunately, Hard Rock is still not here to.
Oh, man. He is just, he is riding that hard today.
Best in Recreation.
Recreation?
Recreation.
And the nominees.
I'm going to let Rhino announce these nominees. Come on.
The nominees are Royal Pacific, Cabana Bay,
ooh,
Hard Rock Hotel, and a surprise add-on here. We've got Portofino Bay. Did I understand that one? No. I didn't. That's all
no,
of them, right?
Yeah, that's all of them. Unless we count Sapphire Falls in this one, too. But we're still not going to.
They're just
still
not making it this year, yeah.
Okay.
JL, let's go over Cabana Bay, what they offer in terms of recreation. This is a toughie. This is a tough
one. It's hard to compete with Cabana Bay here. Cabana Bay has two separate pool areas, first of all. The Cabana Courtyard, which is, I consider that their main pool area. That's where the whole big diving board tower and the slide is. Mm-hmm. Then there's the Lazy River Courtyard, which is their second pool area and has, as it says in the name, a lazy river, water cannons, and, you know, everything's got sandy beaches, fun things to do in the sand. Then there's the Galaxy Bowl. They have a bowling alley in their hotel. Mm-hmm. That's quite unique.
Okay.
What?
Well, it just sounded like you were confused whenever you. And then there's the Galaxy Bowl.
No, I'm very certain I understand what it is. I think that's a big thing that
everything
it brings
she
to
said
the table.
Was in a question mark. They have a bowling alley. It's very cool.
It's cool.
I'm just gonna blame it on the eye. Okay, so my bowling alley. I think it's great. That's very unique. Something that the other hotels don't have. And then they've got the Jack LaLanne Fitness Studio, which, while every hotel has a fitness center, this one is Jack LaLanne.
Yes.
Then they've got their Game-O-Rama and, you know, poolside activities that they organize.
Yes. Yes, yes. So one could say that while these options are very standard, they are themed perfectly into the hotel. So it almost ups it a
and
bit.
Yeah, it's plussed, in my opinion. Yeah. It's extra.
Agra. So,
bruh.
Hard Rock Hotel offers, well, first off, their pool has the underwater speaker system, so you can swim and listen to music at the same time. I choose not to do that. A fitness center.
You just block your ears while you swim?
Yeah, I kind of swim with my eyes closed and my ears plugged, and I just kick away.
He's had a couple head injuries.
To be honest, I don't swim. I'm very open about my... I just, you know...
Ginger skin.
No, it's not even the skin. I just don't want to share a pool with all those people.
Oh, that's right. You're the
germ person. Share a bath with random people who just want to come in. Why do I want to share a pool with
them? Well, you, sir, are not living. You have shared a bath.
Like, the ocean water has enough salt in it that I feel comfortable, because that is definitely killing. Chlorine, I don't trust it. I think chlorine is just from big business. Big business. I think it's just from big brothers making us try to feel comfortable with chlorine. But
it's the cancer of the water.
I'm not buying into it. All right. So
underwater sound system is there, but it means nothing to Craig.
The fitness center, jogging paths, they're everywhere. Come on. Poolside activities, who needs activities? Game room.
Wait, they have the volleyball.
That's a good point. Yeah.
And the water side.
Yeah. Maybe I'm not the best person to be around.
They all have water slides.
But theirs is themed.
Cool.
Okay.
There's a technical golf package that could be added onto it. However, you cannot golf at Universal. There is no course on there. It's at a nearby course. But we're going to talk just real quick on one of their cool offers, which is now Fairly. Into a vacation package, something they offered before, but now as a vacation package. So, JL, take it away.
Well, it's called The Sound of Your Stay, and I think I just, not that this would ever be something I would need, but I just like it that it's there, and I think it's clever. You're able to, they will loan you out a Fender guitar so that you can just sit in your room and play guitar, and then you return it when you're done. Of course, you have to put down a hefty deposit when you do that in case you damage it, but assuming that you're not going to damage it... Yeah. I don't know why I bother. Assuming you don't damage it, you have a Fender guitar at your disposal for your...
They don't allow you the amp,
recreational
right?
...recreational enjoyment.
I would hope they don't give you an amp with that guitar.
They do. They give you a... it's a floor amp. They're usually like 15 watts.
I would hate like the person in the room next to me.
Big. They can't get... super loud. It's usually the starter amp that you get when you first get a guitar, really tiny. They're basically just meant because you need to use the amp, but then you can plug your headphones into it and listen that way, and that's how you're doing it. No one would just play it without headphones.
All right.
Okay. Trust me.
All right.
I did it. I was there. Not there. I mean, I had that at home.
Oh.
Whenever I got my first guitar, that's the size of an amp that I got. A lot of stuff happening at Hard Rock there. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very cool.
Oh, and then something called Wine Riffs.
Yep.
What is that?
I don't remember what that is.
Portofino,
I think it's like
let's
you,
move on.
Oh, we're not going to talk about the wine thing?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Go
ahead. We'll talk about Portofino Bay.
All right. Portofino has...
Look the clock.
Portofino has a pool, Mandara Spa, fitness center, bocce ball courts,
Bocce!
Yep. Jogging paths, poolside activities, the game room, and also Golf Universal Orlando.
Bocce!
Hey, bocce!
Bocce! Royal Pacific
has a pool, fitness center, jogging pass, poolside activities, shuffleboard, game room, Golf Universal Orlando, croquet lawn, and ping pong.
Ping pong.
You chef, bruh?
Going to teach you the art of ping pong.
You're the greatest player I have ever seen, other than myself.
So that's obviously a movie reference. However, the bocce for... Apparently, we need to start explaining our references now when we make them so it doesn't feel so inside. The bocce thing is because whenever we did our land sea research last year, Rhino and I were trying to kill like 2 hours waiting for a dinner that I don't think ended up even happening.
No.
So we just threw the bocce balls, not at each other. We played bocce, and for some reason it turned into like after every throw, we were like, bocce. That's that. Everyone can do that now whenever they say bocce. And so, now that that's out of the way, let's vote.
Okay. You want me to go first?
Yes.
All right. I have to go with Cabana Bay.
You'd be a fool not to.
I love that pool area, and you know, a bowling alley. Come on.
Exactly. You can't beat, like, a bowling alley in a hotel.
A bowling alley, you know?
While not the most intricate.
Bowling alley.
I agree. Cabana Bay. That's it for me.
Yep.
Pool.
The winner is Cabana Bay.
The winner is Cabana Bay Beach Resort. However, Cabana Bay is not here to accept their award, so we will just move on. Oh, another toughie coming up here. This might be the hardest category that we've had yet. Best in dining. Best in dining. And the nominees are Cabana Bay Beach Resort, Hard Rock Hotel, Portofino Bay, Royal Pacific Resort. Let's break this down. Royal Pacific, what does it offer? Well, the island's dining room. Yeah, it does exist. Emerald's Chop Chop. While sometimes great, we've had mixed meals there.
I've only been there once, and it wasn't amazing.
Yeah, I've had it. It's tough.
One wasn't good bad. Time. Wasn't amazing.
I've had one good time. I've had one not so great time. Jake's American Bar. This place, it might as well be Cheers, because this is where everyone should know your name. Love Jake's. The Orchid Court Lounge and Sushi Bar. Well, I do love sushi. I've just never had the opportunity to eat there whenever they're actually serving sushi. I always miss it. Bula Bar and Grill. The pool bar. The pool bar that we almost had to walk out on a bill on because we just sat there waiting.
Oh, God, yeah.
And I was like, the guy that would never come back.
So that is Royal Pacific. Portofino, JL.
We have Mama Della's Ristorante.
Yes.
I don't know how to say this one. Is it Biche?
Yes, I believe we decided. Biche, yeah. It's not Bice. Okay. It is Biche.
Biche. Ristorante.
Biche.
Trattoria del Porto.
Actually, I do know this one because Pete yells at me every time I say it. It's not, how did you say it?
Trattoria.
It is Trattoria.
Trattoria. That sounds very American.
Trattoria. That's, hey.
Of all of us here, the only one who's been to Italy.
I call it however you said it.
Trattoria?
I call it Trattoria. Trattoria.
Okay. Trattoria del Porto, Sal's Market Deli, The Thirsty Fish, Bar American, Splendido Bar and Grill, Starbucks, and Gelateria.
Gelateria?
it's a gelateria.
Who's won the gelateria here, kids?
I always enjoy Mama Della's. I always enjoy it. Biche is out of my price range. Sal's Market Deli, while expensive, good portions for, I think, some pretty good food. Thirsty Fish, I've thrown back up a pint or two there, as well as Bar American. Starbucks.
You've thrown up?
Thrown back.
You said thrown back up. That's why I wasn't sure.
I don't know how to speak. Starbucks. This one's a little more expensive than your average Starbucks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The gelato.
It was real good.
Gelateria. We had it. We had it. We enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Hard Rock Hotel. What does that offer?
The Kitchen. Palm Restaurant. Velvet Bar. Emac and Bolio's Marketplace. Starbucks. And Beach Club.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love me a good palm. I love me a good palm.
Is that the steak place you went?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah. I love me a good palm. Kitchen, not bad either.
I've really enjoyed my meals at the Kitchen.
Yeah, me too.
I've heard good things.
Not had a bad one yet, and I've had two or three meals there.
It's tough. On the bottom, though, we have Cabana Bay. Will that come in from behind and sneak up?
What it brings to the table is... Bay Liner Diner, Galaxy Bowl, Atomic Tonic, Hideaway Bar and Grill, Swizzle Lounge, Starbucks, and Delicioso Pizza, which you can order to your room.
They do have the best looking Starbucks.
They do have the best looking Starbucks, but Bay Liner Diner loses a lot of points for getting rid of some of the best dishes, including the tuna noodle casserole, the Swedish meatballs that open the place up. It seems like they keep killing the greatest things that they have there. And I hate to say it, but it also killed my love for a lot of how much I love Bayliner Diner, because they got rid of some of those staples.
Well, they made me cranky when I couldn't even park my car to go there the other day.
I have to go with Hard Rock, actually, on this. I love the Palm and I love the Kitchen.
That one was my call, too. Mine was going to be Hard Rock. Two reasons. The Kitchen and Emac and Bolio's. That ice cream is fantastic.
Cool flavors.
And I like the story that is behind it as well. Yep. So
I'm going to say the Hard Rock only because I have the most eating experience there. Like, the Palm was super good, and the ice cream wins me over anywhere. So I'm going to say that. Otherwise, I would have said Portofino, but Hard Rock's more my speed.
Yes. Cool. Well, Hard Rock Hotel wins it again, then. Best in Dining. Unfortunately, Hard Rock is not here to accept their award. So we will move on to Best in Elegance. JL, what are the nominees?
Nominees are Portofino, Hard Rock Hotel, Royal Pacific,
Yas Queen,
and Cabana Bay Beach Resort.
So that's when we've talked about the themes kind of in general, and part of the theme takes the theme can make it or break it in terms of the elegance sometime. And I think we can all agree, and as you put in your notes for this one, JL, with Cabana Bay, it has that nostalgia to it, but it lacks a certain, it might have the sophistication, but it doesn't have the elegance behind it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's exactly how I would put it. There's definitely a classiness about it that just comes from the era that it is emulating, but not necessarily elegance in the pure sense.
Yeah. And Hard Rock?
Hard Rock's flashy. Yeah. Clearly. Very flashy.
Like Steven Tyler in a suit.
Yes.
Only less filthy.
But I wouldn't say elegant.
Yeah. I'd have to agree. In Royal Pacific, well, it's very heavily densed in that Southeast Asia, almost like jungles. Like, I think of whenever I hear stories from Vietnam, that's kind of what I think about with Royal Pacific. So while it might have some relaxing elements to it, I would never call relaxing elegant.
Exactly. That's how I feel as well.
So I think we all have to agree on this one of what the true elegant resort is at
Portofino Bay. It is frou-frou. It is the definition of frou-frou.
You walk into the place, they've got a giant flower that's sticking up.
Big
flower, and then there's marble everywhere.
I was going to say, the first thing I think of is marble.
Yes, lots of marble, limoncello off to the side that they're giving out in the lobby. And
yeah.
Do they really give out limoncello?
Mm-hmm.
The French toast. I didn't get any of that when I was there.
You just got to punch someone to get it.
Yeah.
Best in Romance, because we can't really say... God. Oh, sorry. My bad. Portofino is not here to accept this award, so let's move on to Best in Romance. The nominees are Cabana Bay, Hard Rock Hotel, Portofino Bay, and Royal Pacific Resort. I feel like this one is all strictly opinionated, so I'm going to jump first to Rhino with his opinion. Which one do you think is the most romantic?
Portofino, because you can sit out by the lake and they have all the boats tethered in and... You know, they got the opera singer going. I think you could have a nice romantic moment there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. JL?
This one was a little bit of a toughie for me because romance, again, does definitely play into your idea. There's a level of romance that comes with Cabana Bay, again, because of the nostalgia of, you know, the theming. Portofino is the most secluded, as we've mentioned. In general, when I've been there, whether there actually is less children or not, I'm not sure, but it certainly feels like there's less children there, which, you know, as a couple, that's more romantic. And then there's Royal Pacific, which has like the paradise theming going on, which heavily, heavily plays on the idea of romance. So it's tough, but in the end, I have to cast my vote for Royal Pacific.
Now we're in a pickle.
Uh-oh.
I have to choose Cabana Bay Beach Resort as the most romantic. Why? Again, it goes... I talked about it when we were on the drinks episode and talking about Swizzle Lounge. Something about that whole environment of Cabana Bay at night with the lighting, with the whites, all the white colors.
Wow.
The white colors all around the resort.
It is 1950s theme, so.
Well, and that's where I'm kind of going with it, with the 50s.
Oh my God.
Man. With the 1950s theme. It's like, we talked about it, the Mad Men style. While some would argue that there's nothing romantic about Don Draper picking up woman X, Y, and Z at a swanky bar at the end of the night, I don't know, for some sick reason in my head, there's some romance attached to that.
You just think there's something sexy about that era.
Yeah.
About segregation.
Maybe mine doesn't count. I think Cabana Bay's the sexiest hotel. Maybe not the most romantic, but the sexiest. And sexy comes in with romance.
Okay. So. So there are no winners in this category. That one is all up in the air.
It is.
All of them get the award.
Crap on a stick.
Nothing sexier than crap on a stick.
All right. The next category is Kid Appeal.
Yes, yes.
The nominees are Portofino Bay, Royal Pacific, Hard Rock Hotel, and Cabana Bay Beach Resort.
I don't know.
Do you want me to talk about this?
Yeah, you can go over it. I mean, I think we already know the winner with this one, too.
Yeah,
but
yeah, probably. So I'll start with Royal Pacific. They have a kids club there, which is available for parents. You can drop your child off on select evenings. They'll supervise your kid, and that's a fun thing for kids to do. They also have a character meal at the Islands Dining Room, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Uh-huh.
And then they have a lending game library where you can borrow video games for your kids to play, some sort of thing like that. Portofino has much of the same. It has a kids club as well, Campo Portofino. It also has a lending game library. It does not have a character meal, but it does have kid suites.
Yes.
The minion rooms, correct?
Spigaboomy.
Which, that's kind of a big deal for kids.
Mm-hmm.
The Hard Rock Hotel has more of the same. They have a kids club as well, Camp Little Rock. A character meal, is that correct?
Yes, they will do character meals inside the kitchen.
Okay, so I did have that right. And then a lending game library. And then at Cabana Bay, there's no character meals, there's no kids clubs, but they do have character meets on Fridays where some of the Universal characters will come to the hotel.
And the fact that this is a hotel where the kids can just run around and be crazy and have fun and no one will bat an eye to it.
Yes, and that's kind of why I have to cast my vote for Cabana Bay. While the other deluxe resorts do offer things like the character meals or kids suites and all of that, in my opinion, I know that I would feel most comfortable with my children at Cabana Bay because they would not have to be as sensitive to the idea of interfering with other people's experience of the hotel.
No, I agree.
There's just something about that hotel that is more casual and welcoming to the idea of kids being kids.
Yeah, no, my unborn kids will one day enjoy Cabana Bay, I'm sure. And that's my vote. Rana?
My adopted Asian children will probably enjoy it as well.
Oh, fantastic. So Cabana Bay wins. Unfortunately, Cabana Bay is not here to accept their award. Best in Teen Appeal.
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 Okay.
Appeal.
Appeal.
An apple.
And the nominees are
Cabana Bay, Hard Rock Hotel, Portofino, and Royal Pacific Resort.
Okay. Do you want to discuss it or you want me to go through it again?
What's this one? I already.
Teen Appeal.
I'm going to let you go through this one again because, for me, it's tough. I'm not a teen. I don't have a teen. I never visited as a teen. I only see it appeal in one of these resorts for teens.
Okay. Well, there are a couple things. I think one of the things that appeals to teens we're going to start with Cabana Bay.
Yeah.
I think that retro theming is a lot of fun for the teen crowd these days. There's this, big thing among teens where, well, not just teens, but teens are included. The whole thing about retro, vintage, blah, blah, blah. Here it is in a hotel for you, and it's fun. Two, the bathrooms in these rooms are segmented. So your vanity is separate from the toilet, is separate from the shower. And because of this reason, you can accommodate more teens that, or, you know, your teen can spend more time, for example, primping as they do, but it's not interfering with other people's abilities to use the bathroom. Also, the pool area is a bit plussed, as we've discussed before, with all of the things that they do in the pool area. And again, bowling.
Mm-hmm.
For Hard Rock Hotel, I think something that is appealing to teens would be the rock memorabilia. To be able to walk around and see, you know, things from rock and roll, that's... Yep, I'm just saying that. Okay, yep. And then the underwater sound system, live concerts, and, I mean, I guess it's you have the potential to see celebrities at any of these hotels, but I think maybe more inclined at the Hard Rock. And that's fun.
Maybe. I know Pink stayed there at one point.
Well, there you go. That just proves my point.
The kids love Pink.
At Portofino, honestly, the only thing that I could think that it brought to the table for teens was at the spa, they provide teen services. Hmm. And for Royal Pacific, yes. I had nothing.
For me, this I'll vote first. I think it's strictly only Hard Rock. This is, to me, the entire appeal of it, while like true musicians would love it, this is a hotel for teens.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it has that edge to it.
Yeah.
Flashy, while still has edgy. Like, oh my gosh, this feels like a really fancy hotel. It's just, this is where I would have wanted to stay
it's
whenever
flashy,
I was growing up.
It's rock and roll. And the rooms, even when we reviewed them for the Land and Sea, I think we even described the decor of the rooms as a, you know, 14-year-old girl's bedroom.
Yeah.
It's very sparkly and silver and fuchsia and flashy.
So, anyone else on that?
Well,
anyone on the bandwagon?
I am with you on that.
Yeah. Runner?
Hard Rock.
Hard Rock. Okay. So, Hard Rock, unfortunately, is not here to accept their award.
Oh, God.
Too bad. The technically second, the last category, but technically second to last, but technically
oh God,
first to last. Just come with me on this. Go with me on this one. The final category on the page, best in theming, we have Cabana Bay Beach Resort, Hard Rock Hotel, Portofino Bay, Royal Pacific Resort. Obviously, with Cabana Bay, you have the entire 50s, 60s theme, driving down 95 on your way to the beach from Miami coast all the way up to Jersey. It has that reminiscence to it. Hard Rock Hotel, all about the rock and rolls and
the rockin' and the rolling and the hippin' and the hoppin'
and the Bill Cosby encounters and Portofino Bay, obviously. Portofino, Italy, elegant again. Royal Pacific, as JL puts it, tropical paradise.
Paradise?
For me,
paradise.
Best theming, paradise.
Now you're talking.
Oh.
Paradise. For me, Cabana Bay. Again.
Yeah,
love it.
I have to go with Cabana Bay as well. Anytime you're putting VO5 shampoo in my shower and Zest soap, like, you just win.
Yep.
I think all these hotels are just fabulously... Oh, I said fabulous. God, I've never said that word in my life. Are so well-themed
yes.
through and through. So this is an actual tough category, and I think it just comes down to personal preference. So I would probably say Cabana Bay, too, just again, because I love that 50s retro vibe.
Okay.
Martinis and whatnot.
Yes.
And the thing with it is they really carry the theming through to every little last detail at that hotel.
Oh, I know. Okay. I've experienced it.
Okay.
Okay, next.
Okay, so that Cabana Bay, unfortunately, is not here to accept their award. So before the ceremony happened here today, one other one was given out, a Crino Lynn Award, and that was for Best in Value.
Mm.
Who'd that go to?
That went to, and this is just purely my opinion, so we got to throw it in when talking about resorts. Best in Value for me still has to go to Royal Pacific. While it did not win as many awards as one might think it would of the Crino Lynns, we have to talk about an important facet of it, and that it is still a deluxe hotel, so it receives the coveted Unlimited Express as part of your resort stay there, as well as still having fantastic rooms, great dining choices, great proximity, all of that. But in terms of the resorts, you know, it does have the Express, but it doesn't have that same cost that Hard Rock and Portofino bring along with it. So
it retains the perks without costing as much money.
It's the best bang for your buck. So that, as much as I love Cabana Bay, and I do consider that a value for the price, when you add in the Express, it's just got to go to Royal Pacific. So now, overall, we've said it before, we'll say it again. JL, what's your favorite resort overall?
Cabana Bay Beach Resort. Absolutely. There's so much to do there. And I love the theming. The recreation's unique. I can't get enough of that place. I just love being there.
Yeah. Rana.
I've only ever stayed at Portofino, which was a great stay, but I definitely think that Cabana Bay is more my speed. And so I'll say, like, that's on my bucket list of places to stay. So I'm gonna say that as well, Cabana Bay.
And I'm going to say Lowe's Sapphire Falls.
Oh, okay. She came in at the last second. She went down won one of these awards.
Okay. Well, no, the award ceremony's over. This was us just saying our final.
Shoot.
That's why we didn't have nominees or anything like that. This was just
Wait, I have
saying.
A question, though. Have you been keeping a tally of who won the most awards?
Okay, hold on.
Oh, no.
We have
wasn't keeping it.
Hard Rock won. Did Royal Pacific won for relaxation, right? I don't remember anymore.
I don't know. Oh, you didn't Son keep a tally.
That was JL's job.
Nobody told me that was my job. I came up with the stinking document in the first place.
That was JL's job.
You didn't cross your T's and dot your lowercase J's.
It's a Wayne's World 2 reference. So that is going to do it for the first annual Crinolin Awards. Someone at home, count. Go back and count. We don't have time to do that.
We lazy.
Thank you guys so much for appearing in this great awards show that we do from time to time. And thank you all out there for taking the time to listen and ingest this. It's been a while since I've talked about how they ingest this stuff, but I'm glad that they're ingesting it.
I saw the word ingest on the YouTube channel today. It said, like, there was a little button you could push that said, like, ingest statistics. And I was like, oh, it's an actual thing.
Yes, it is. Ingest. So, yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you all so much. Hope you got something out of this. And it reminded you about what these different resorts have to offer. So if you liked what we did, and you're watching on YouTube right now, click the thumbs up button down below. If you didn't like it, click thumbs down. But remember, we get your name, your location, and your date of birth, as well as social security card every time you hit the thumbs down. So
we're looking to buy a group house.
We will find you. And we do watch a lot of Liam Neeson movies.
You've been warned.
Take that in mind. And if you're listening to this on iTunes and you said, wow, humdinger, I wish I was watching on YouTube, well, go do it. Or just leave us a review on iTunes as well, too. Or head over to any of our social media pages on Facebook, Twitter, and let us know how you feel about us, or just Universal in general. You don't have to get too overly specific. And if you're saying, I don't know where to find any of this crap, just go on disunplug.com. That's where our show notes are, and links to everything else for all the other shows. You get the social medias, you get the YouTubes, you get the iTunes, you get it all on there, disunplug.com. So again, everyone, thank you so much for always putting up with us. Don't know why you keep coming back. I guess it's disappointment just amuses you. But that's going to do it for this episode of the Dis Unplugged Universal Edition. And we'll be back... We forgot resolutions.
Oh, didn't see that one.
Oh, gosh, we forgot. We'll be back next week, but until then, remember.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Remember, show notes are universal.